Well, I will tell you, it is such an amazing time in the spring. Are you like me? You know, you are grateful that the ravens have hung around all winter, maybe giving us a little comic relief, for sure. But, you know, it is always a welcome sight to see the birds in spring. And joining us, we have Brenda Wright from the Juneau Audubon Society. She's got her finger on the pulse on the timing of when the birds come back and is going to tell us today about some weekend bird walks that you might want to take advantage of. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Rhonda. It's nice to see you again.
Nice to connect with you. And I think today is like a perfect day with all the sunshine out there. And I see people walking around without their coats to get out and maybe think about going to do some bird watching. So what are you planning to do through the Audubon Society for mapping out walks for people?
Yeah, because we can't take people on guided walks like we normally would in the springtime. One of our board members, Marcia Squires, came up with this wonderful idea of looking through past times when we were taking walks and then going on Friday so that we could tell people marvelous places to go on the next Saturday. And so since we started last weekend, we have updates on Fish Creek and the Airport Dyke Trail.
So this is a chance actually to kind of just go out by yourself and not have to keep up with a group necessarily. That sounds like that could actually be enjoyable to do as well.
I know if you hear a song that's just enchanting to you, you don't have to keep walking real fast to keep up with everyone. You can do it, listen to it for a while and figure it out who it is.
Yeah, and we're going to hear a few bird songs that you have selected for us to preview. Now, I have heard from our staff that some snow buntings have been spotted already.
Yes, very much so. A really beautiful flock, and that was on the wetlands.
So, okay, you have selected three bird calls for us to listen to today. And so let's begin with the first. This is really wonderful. This is the red-breasted sapsucker.
Yeah, many people are familiar with the woodpecker that wakes them up in the springtime because they like to peck on some loud piece of metal, possibly on your bedroom wall outside or on the telephone pole nearest your home. And so you look up and you see this beautiful red-headed, red-breasted woodpecker that only comes to eat the sap of the trees here.
You know, I have to laugh at that because I tell you, that sound reminds me of, for those of you at work that have the Slack program, it kind of alerts you that you have messages on the Slack system with kind of a knocking. I thought, oh no, I'm going to have PTSD when I, because you know, you always hear that knock and you go, oh no, I've got a message and I'm busy. But it really does sound like a door knock almost, doesn't it?
Yes, it's quite loud.
All right, so the other one you selected for us is a sparrow. Now, what kind of sparrow are we going to hear?
This is a song sparrow. Some are brave enough to spend the entire winter with us, and so they get to sing first and get the best territory.
That is so musical.
It is very lovely. The very first one I heard this year was singing on the governor's mansion's hedge.
Wonder what he was trying to tell the governor.
It was a sweet.
So we got one more here. This is an owl. So what are we going to hear?
The northern solid owl is a resident with us all year round, but this is the time of year that he's making his territory known to all the other owls. This owl's just slightly larger than your hand.
Okay. just a single note.
Wow, don't you think that's appropriate?
Well, you know, it just
like
it. It just has a. It almost sounds like a cross between a whistle, or maybe a bell. I can't quite decide.
Yeah. But if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it sounds like a backup truck.
Yes, yes. So, can you recap for us once again, if we want to take advantage of these self-guided walks, how do we go about doing that?
Well, we're putting our calendar on our Facebook and webpage, and Marsha's been out scouting. So if you wanted to see something fun like today on the airport dive trail, she saw a northern harrier, a red-tailed hawk, and a merlin. None of them live here, but they're passing through right now. So those are all special. The song sparrows and robins are singing, and ruby-crowned kinglets are just back, and they're singing too. And then, of course, the ducks are still with us. They haven't left yet. And the killdeer and greater yellowlegs are, the yellowleg says, I'm ready. I'm ready. So you might recognize.
That is just great. And so you're going to check in with us on Fridays and let us know about the bird watching opportunities as we go into spring and into summer. So thanks so much, Brenda, for bringing this to us. Really appreciate it.
Do you have time for a short poem?
Oh, that's right. We had talked about a bird poem. Yes, we do have time.
Okay. Here it goes. We don't need much bird lore, do we, to tell a flamingo from a towhee. Yet I cannot or never will unless the silly birds stand still. Ogden Nash.
Well, that was short and sweet. All right. Well, we're going to leave you now, and we're going to go out hearing our friend the sparrow again. I think that's a good note to leave on. Thanks so much.
Thank you.